So these are all Pittsburgh Public School. And you'll get a chance to hear their musicianship and a Chick Corea song that they're going to open up with. And then we'll chat with them. Here is the Hope Academy Hatco Band.
Thank you.
They sounded great, didn't they? That was live in our studios, created by Seven Gentlemen. That'd be a good name for a band. I'm sorry. Ben. Hey, now I want you to know that this part of my mic stand blocks your face entirely. And now that I look at you, I see six gentlemen and a woman, or a lady. Let's just say seven people. How about we do that?
Seven people.
What a great band. Ben, tell me about these guys a little bit and how you've been working with them. This is Ben Barson.
Well, this group, first of all...
Further. There you go.
Okay.
That's good.
Sorry, I'm so in love with the mic. Just
kidding. I know.
But, this group actually started as a sort of outgrowth of Hope Academy's general music programs. Hope Academy is located in the East Liberty Presbyterian Church, provides a lot of great music programming for a very diverse group of students, offers a lot of scholarships and support for low-income students and communities of color. And so we were part of a group that mostly did vocal music, but so many of the musicians in this group really, really loved jazz so much that they really wanted to pursue that in a deeper level. So eventually Linda approached us and said, do you want to also, explore the jazz funk part of your soul? And we said, yes, please, we'd love to do that, because we thought that by doing that, we could also become better musicians accompanying our vocal ensemble, which we practice with every Tuesday. And so we've been looking at all of these, really interesting jazz funk tunes that are way outside of, for instance, we have folks in this band who are in middle school, underclassmen in high school. And these are songs that are, typically taught at a college level.
Yeah. The age of the band members range from 13 to 17.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. And these are great songs. Did I get that right? Who's the youngest? 13 to 17. That frankly is all about the same age, more or less, but to be playing these charts is pretty impressive, right? It takes a lot of musicianship.
It takes a lot of musicianship, and it's a huge commitment. I mean, we meet every Tuesday, and it's really like the most important thing on our calendar, including my own. If I have to go out of town, I make sure it's between Wednesday and Monday. And that's just kind of because we're really committed to each other and to the music and building this kind of trust and community, and also pushing each other to grow, more and more. A lot of these students go to Kappa, which is an amazing program, but I feel like we offer a space for us to really come out of our shells in terms of being personalities, in terms of soloists, and really connecting to this tradition of improvised music. So,
well, let's meet everybody, Ben, and why don't we start with our guitar player. And we're going to pass the microphone around, and it's Adam Peters, right?
Yes, that's me.
And tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm 16 years old, and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa for guitar.
And who made the guitar you're playing?
This is a D'Angelico, and the originals were handmade in New York, but this is a newer model, and now they're more sort of like commercialized.
Yeah, that's a really nice guitar. Yeah. Any shout-outs or thank yous or hellos you'd like to offer?
I want to give a shout-out to Guitar Center for mispricing this guitar and making it available for me to buy. But
they can be really good at that.
Yeah,
that's
if anyone from Guitar Center is listening, you basically sponsored this this radio show.
It was
early on sale, and then they mispriced it, so
yeah,
it was well below 50% off.
My oldest brother bought we have time for it aside, bought a Neumann microphone. Does anybody know what that is? A beautiful Neumann microphone, which are really expensive, and he bought it at that same store in another city because it was not working. Well, the reason it was not working is because the folks did not know it was meant to be addressed from the side of the microphone rather than the top of the microphone. Mm-hmm. So it was indeed working, and I think he's very happy with his purchase. Yeah. That can happen every now and then. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no. I just wanted to give a shout out to basically to Ben and the rest of the band, and then everyone at Linda Hope Academy, and everyone sort of like working to make this possible, because you know it's like it, you know, I enjoy playing this genre of music and it's really fun. But
great. Is your major music at Kappa?
Yeah, I'm a guitar major.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you and your guitar as well. We'll pass the microphone back to Ben, and then is it Tommy or Tommy?
Tommy.
First of all, my apologies for not seeing your lovely face through the bike stand earlier today. And what's your last name?
Olore.
It's nice to meet you. Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 13. I'm in eighth grade, and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa.
And have you been at Kappa since sixth grade, or when did you enter?
Yeah, I started in sixth grade.
So how's it been so far? I mean, it's been a few years now. It had to be exciting to start there, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's been good.
What's your major?
Instrumental.
I thought that might be the case. Any shout-outs or hellos to anybody?
Well, to the band and Hope Academy and everybody that, like, supports the band.
Did you start playing saxophone, or did you have another instrument before that?
Yes, I did have another instrument before that.
What was it?
Piano and drums.
And how long have you played sax?
I started in third grade.
Wow, that's a long time. You must enjoy playing, I would suspect. Thanks. It's good to have you with us. Anybody else you'd like to say hello to? Or?
I guess my parents for supporting me.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. We say hi to Adam's parents, too. Oh, I hope your mom's listening. She'd better be listening. Somebody's mom is out there, I think. That's your mom. She's out there looking in. Well, thanks. It's nice to meet you. Now we have a pair of bassists here, one five strings and one four, I think, if I'm looking correctly. And what's your name?
James.
You're good.
I'm sorry. James Picone.
Hey, James. And how old are you?
I'm 17.
And you're also at Kappa, right?
I go to Pittsburgh Obama.
Oh, that's right.
And our other bassist, who is also named James, which is not confusing at all, goes to Kappa.
How long have you played bass?
Seriously, since I was 14, but I kind of noodled on it a little bit when I was younger.
Well, it's great to have you here. Do you want to pass along any hellos or shout-outs to anybody listening?
I guess to obviously my parents and I guess everyone at Hope Academy, Linda, Emma, who was my bass instructor at Hope Academy, really helped me improve. And, you know, people in the band, because this... like being here has really just helped me improve as a musician.
Excellent. I'm really glad to hear you say that. Now, our other bassist named James is here. Hi, James.
Hi.
And can you tell me about yourself?
I'm 16. I go to Pittsburgh Kappa, and I was in instrumental, but now I'm in visual arts.
And that's one reason I've been asking about Kappa majors, because there's often this assumption that musicians out of Kappa automatically must be music majors, and that's not necessarily the case. You can be very talented in music and be pursuing something else, right?
Yeah,
what turned you on to visual arts in particular?
I kind of just started to draw, and then I liked what I was doing, and I wanted to be taught in, like, painting and all that.
That's what school is supposed to do. That's
fantastic.
Do you want to say hello to anybody other than your mom who's out there with her orange scarf staring a hole right through you?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Mike Tyson and A.J. Bernstein.
Oh, that's great. They're listening. They do. They are here. Now we've got two percussionists today, and we'll meet the first of the two. Hello.
Hi, I'm Desmond.
And can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Yeah, I go to Kappa as well. I'm a percussion major, and I'm in 10th grade.
And do you live in Churchill?
Yep.
Whereabouts?
One more time.
I grew up in Churchill. Whereabouts?
Marbury.
Oh, my goodness. I know, right? I grew up within walking distance from you on Kingsdale, Stephendale. You know where those streets are? They're just.
It sounds familiar, but I can't,
They're off of Brown Avenue, Marbury is. Now, you tickled me along. You and Marvin, because you were in here when you went to Dilworth Elementary playing drums ages ago. Is that how you got turned on the drums?
I started playing a little bit before. I started in first end of kindergarten.
Nearly every student at Pittsburgh Dilworth plays drums.
Yeah,
it's 70% or 80%. It's a wonderful school, and it's so good to see you. Any hellos to anybody?
To Hope Academy for having me and, just making me a better instrumental musician and stuff. But also I want to give a shout-out to my other band, Snowdonia. We've been putting in a lot of work, and, I just want to, give them praise to helping me as a musician as well.
Well, let's get them on sometime. We'd love to do that.
Definitely.
And let's say hello to Marvin, and then you guys have one more song you're going to do. Hey, Marvin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. It's good to see you, another Dilworth alum.
Too.
And I meant to ask both of you what your majors are.
We're both instrumental majors. We're both percussion majors.
Great. Any shout-outs at all, Marvin?
Yeah, definitely. A shout-out to my family, especially my mom, because she kind of, woke me up today. So
that's a good thing.
If she would have woke me up, I probably wouldn't be here at this very moment.
Does she offer that service to other people? Because I
I don't know. I can find out, but
mom wake us all up, whenever we need.
I definitely want to give a shout out to Ben, because since I've joined Hope Academy, I've had a lot of opportunities open up to me that have helped me better my playing as a musician. Yeah, I definitely played a few gigs with Ben since I've joined Hope Academy that have helped me a lot.
That's fantastic.
Few months.
That's great. Well, you guys sound terrific, and you've got another number coming up that I know is from Freddie Hubbard. I recognized the song when they were doing a sound check on it, but I had to ask Ben who composed it because I couldn't remember.
Well, I didn't compose it.
Oh, no. I beat Freddie Hubbard.
Right, it's called Red Clay, and it's actually based on a poem co-written by Langston Hughes and Richard Wright, who were two poets associated with the Harlem Renaissance and Richard Wright with the labor movement.
And go ahead. I was going to say before you play, are these guys playing out anywhere soon? Or?
Ooh, good question. We're playing at Hambones on December 23rd at 5 p.m., and it's actually part of an open stage that I happen to be hosting. So
great.
I gave them the featured slot. But, anyone who has an instrument, a guitar, if John or Chad wants to come and croon some tunes, you're welcome to as well. Hambones in Lawrenceville, 5/23rd.
Okay. Sounds good. And now you can just lay that down on the table or anywhere that's good. That's good. And now one more selection. It's so good to have these guys here. Thank you, all of you, for being here. The Hope Academy, Hatco Band, and this tune is called Red Clay.
Thank you.
Hatco, the Hope Academy band, the Hatco band. Congratulations. Well done. Thanks for being with us.